and revival. Riot and revival. If you would please turn to Acts. The book of Acts. 19:18. Acts 18. And we want to see something here. As I've been asking you, as good students of the Word, that listen to their teacher. The number one teacher is the Holy Spirit. How many can say amen? And I just want to share with you some things that God has been showing to me out of the book of Acts as we are asking all of you. I pray you are. If you haven't been, well, catch up and watch the Acts of the Holy Spirit of God. And as we look at Acts, the 18th chapter, I want to give two verses that really stand out here. The number one verse is Acts 18 and verse 5. When Silas and Timothy finally arrived from Macedonia, Paul spent all his time preaching the Word of God, trying to convince the Jews that Jesus was the Messiah, or the Christ. Now go to the last verse, if you would, of that chapter 18. And here we have the story of Apollos was encouraging the believers. He went to Achaia, the province of Achaia, with letters of recommendation from the brothers at Ephesus. So his ministry would be welcomed in that region also. And he was tremendously helped to the believers there, and found out that it caused them to increase in grace. So, verse 28, Apollos boldly and publicly confronted the Jews, debating them and proving undeniably from Scripture that Jesus was the Christ. Father, I pray that you will just take this today and help to find lodging in our hearts. So, do you have, can you put up that other, the fire? I've been sharing with you to have fire. You have to have a couple elements. All right? Ice on fire. Now, we believe, as we shared with you, concerning the ingredients for fire. You needed three ingredients. I mean, the Bible always talks about the early church were baptized with the Holy Ghost and what? Fire. Everybody say fire. To make fire, you need fuel, you need oxygen, and you need a combustible material. Very important. I shared with you that the Word of God is the oxygen. We are the fuel. It's good to write these things down. Let me tell you another thing that I, everywhere I go, even at my I'll be 70 years old, I've been in, went through school, I went through Bible college, and the Word of the Lord was about present. I believe a student of the Word will always be taking notes. Okay. Very important. And the Holy Spirit is the combustible agent. All right. Now, so we've been looking at this, and we've been looking at the amazing overview of Acts of the Apostles. We shared with you that it was written by Luke. He was the physician. He wrote the book of Luke, and he wrote the book of Acts. And the theme of the book of Acts is a history of development of the early church, and from the ascension of Christ and through Paul's imprisonment in Rome and the opening up of his ministry there. And so we believe that the book of Acts was the foundational book, history book, of revealing to mankind how the Holy Spirit operates in human life. And we need to understand that. So the book may be divided into a couple parts here. The first part is talking about home missions in Jerusalem. And then the work mainly in Palestine among the Jews. And the Apostle Peter being there was a dominant figure. And then the preparatory events, in the beginning was the divine commissioning, the ascension of the Lord and the descension of the Holy Spirit. Amazing. He went away, but he said, I'm going to send someone. You wait till you be endued with power from on high. Amen. And then the workers equipped to go forth. The ministries were Peter at Pentecost and Peter's sermon there, and then Stephen, and then Philip and Peter, and it just goes on and on. And then the facts concerning the church, it's talking about the growth of the church. It's talking about the infilling of the Holy Spirit in the life of the church. It's talking about the unity of believers and how God, through His Spirit, does a divine work of His grace of linking us to the mobley group of people we are, linking us together by the power of His Spirit to fulfill His kingdom in the earth today. I look at this. We are all amazing people. I look at every one of you here today. Every one of you come from different sets of circumstances. You know, I'm just so thankful for what the Holy Ghost is doing to put together His church now. Not man doing it, but the Holy Ghost is doing a new work here in Grace Chapel, and we are the church of the Holy Spirit. Yeah. Apostle said, yeah. He's been praying, pour out your Spirit for these 60 years that he's been involved. So the periods of foreign missions we see here. Leading of the worldwide missions and amazing. Paul's journeys. He has three missionary journeys. And here in the book of Acts, we see something in chapter 18. Just turn there with me if you would for one moment. Yeah. I know we have the scripture on the PowerPoint, and I do like that. But I want to recommend that each one of you have your own Bible also. Why do I do that? Or you have your iPhone or iPad that you can put notes. I got this new Bible and I'm starting to fill up with notes. Brother, you talk about the word of the Lord. That is. I just have to write notes. You know why? Because God's Word is fresh and alive today. Just like it did over 2,000 years ago, He's the same yesterday. What? Today. And forever! Wow. But as I was reading here in the 18th chapter here, it's amazing how everywhere Paul went, he created a riot or a revival. And here in the book of, in this chapter, you see this, you know. Now, it's very interesting. He started off by going to Aquila, was from Turkey here, the same region that things are happening right now in. And then it says here that since Paul and Aquila were both tent makers by trade. Very practical. Paul was a very practical man. Paul moved in with them, and they became business partners. Well, Paul, you're a missionary. He was a tent maker, and they began to work. But I appreciate Brother Paul. Very practical. He could take his apostle hat off, but he always kept it in everything he did. And he was not afraid to work with his hands. Amazing. These things are very practical here in this book. And then it talks about going in and convincing, and when they were trying to debate the issue, and in verse 6 here, and the people start slandering them, and Paul began to speak against them and told them that he's going to go on. So, and in verse 7, leaving the synagogue, see, he didn't fear just debating the issue everywhere he went. And he departed there and entered into the house of a man named Justin. Very interesting. That was his family name. There was a Jewish meeting. And they have all become believers in what? They all became believers in Christ. They who worship God. These are Jewish people that began to love God. And then Cyprus, the leader of the synagogue, believed in the Lord, the leader of the Jewish sect. He was a leader in the Jewish synagogue there, together with his entire family and many other Corinthians who heard what had happened, believed in the Lord, and were baptized. I love what all through the book of Acts you see, they became believers and they were baptized in the name of the Lord. He talks so much about that. And then one night the Lord spoke to Paul here in verse 9 in his supernatural vision. Oh, how we need supernatural vision. Somebody can say amen. Supernatural visions. And we see here, don't ever be afraid, he said. Don't be afraid. But speak the words that I give you, and don't be intimidated, because I am with you. That's what happened to Bart. She wasn't going to be intimidated. But anyway, we go on here and see so many of these things. The thing that I want you to understand also, where Paul was going, he would always go, when he went to Corinth and at where he was going, to the metropolitan areas of the world. Now, Corinth was about 48 miles away from Athens, and it was a large commercial center with trade links all over the entire ancient world. It was the home of the famous Isleimon games, the big games. It's amazing. We're having the Olympics right now going on, where people around the world will come. And the temple of Aphrodite, which held 1,000 temple prostitutes. Corinth was known for the debauchery in the midst of a deprived culture. God birthed a church to become light to the people of their city. Our time. Paul is talking about our time. And so we need to realize that as you're reading the book of Acts, we are reading the story of today. Because he is still moving upon people's hearts. And you're going to hear about it tonight. Second, third generation anointing that God has deposited. Now, I'd like to bring this thing to a close here and just talk to you about what Paul, in this chapter, I saw that his main passion was that Jesus would be the Christ. And one thing about the Pauline epistles, and let me read you some more scriptures here just to prove this. In 2 Corinthians 5:17, it says, so that if anyone is in Christ, he's a what? A brand new creature. Paul's revelation was all in Christ, that we need to live out of that. You cannot stop the power of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. That's why the devil has dampened the light of the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ here in America today. God help us. We that are not supposed to fear are fearing. And it's not getting any better. But thank God that we can be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Because we find in the book of Acts, Jesus said, and John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days now. And then indeed, those coming together, they asked Him, saying, Lord, do you at this time restore the kingdom? And He said unto them, it is not for you to know the times of the season, for the Father has it in His hand and authority. But you shall receive power. How am I going to receive it? You shall receive power that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses. And so you find this throughout the book, how God took a Jewish man, the Apostle Paul. I must leave this. I'm going to have to finish this when I get back, because we want to move ahead here with what we need to do today. But this is where I'm going. I love it. I'm taking this down to Haiti too, this fresh revelation of the word of the Lord gave to me. And normally I love, and I always like to take people with me. I do. Because that was my dad. But this time, I'm meeting some folks down there. But when you do a trip, there's a lot of responsibility to oversee your team, to make sure they're well taken care of. And Brother Chick, I am thankful what the word of the Lord said to me. I am going to take that seriously, but now I have more time to invest in hearing the fresh things that God is putting on my heart and delivering it down there in Haiti. And are you ready soon for the videos? You can't get it, Seth? You can't get it. Then maybe you can help them there. There's one video that they sang this morning, Happy Birthday to Papa Luke here, and it's on my iPhone back there. And see if you can get that up, and then also them rejoicing. So I'm not sure how we can do that, but we got to go there in Jesus' name. So Paul was a Jewish man, and God apprehended this Jewish. He was a Pharisee of Pharisees, and he was killing Christians. And so the power of the Holy Spirit came upon him and knocked him off his horse. And then the word of the Lord came through Ananias, I think it was. He was a prophet there too. He said, Paul, I want you to know thou art a chosen vessel to bear my name before kings and authorities, and you're going to suffer a lot for my name's sake. And then Paul, he goes on, and that's in Acts 9:17. And then Paul says, it's all about Jesus. Now, listen here to this. As he is writing in prison, he's being persecuted, he's writing in prison, but I desire, Philippians 1:12, I desire that you should understand, brothers, that which happened to me in prison, being persecuted, have fallen out, rather, to the defense of the gospel. Part of the problem is the code. And you know, this is very spiritual for us here today.
Yeah.
Anything we do, God has a principle or a code that we have to follow to
right.
get into it.
Activate.
And so thank God for that.
I appreciate that.
Now you know where to go?
Nope, but I'll figure it out.
Right there it is.
Praise the Lord.
There's one, and there's another one, and
yep.
There's another one that they're singing, Happy Birthday.
All right.
Okay, let me see if we can get that. Thank you, Jesus. Everything, now here, I'm going to close with this as we're going here, before we go down to eat. Okay. Everything, Paul is saying, that happened to me was an advancement of the gospel. The good things and the bad things. This is Philippians 1, 12, 13 and 14. So that my bonds are my chains in Christ. He didn't even call it the Roman chains. He called it chains of Christ. Are manifested in all the palace and in all other places. And most of the brothers in the Lord being confident by my chains are much more bold speak the word of the Lord. Oh, Lord. And we can go on here. Do you know, Brother Ben, I'm gonna take that song when I get back. That sounds good, really. I just have to follow what I sense the Holy Spirit is doing. But the whole key is total surrender. Write this down again. Paul was totally surrendered to the will and purpose of God, and he did not allow any circumstances, any person to hinder him, and he used those things that came against him so that he has a greater power from God to manifest who God is in his life. I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches. And today, I placed upon you the Pauline anointing, which is the Holy Ghost anointing in your life today. How many are going to receive it? Up to you. In Jesus' name. So, as you're reading the book of Acts, I want you to understand that it is for real today. It's still happening today. Now, 40 years ago, this man, 60 years ago, this man sitting before us, what an honor. I can say amen to that. And he's still here. God hasn't taken him home yet. I wonder if God's really saying, come on, church, do it, so he can see the harvest of all the prayers and the seeds that he's been sown around the world. So, get this now. The sovereignty of God. Last July, as most of you know, my son overdosed. He thought he was gone. God opened up the door for him to be 6 months in Canada with my brother. Never did I believe that he would be down in Haiti seeing a harvest of the seed that this man sowed. Now first, let's go to the PowerPoint. Can we switch there? I just want to show you, first of all, then I want to show you what happened today as he was emailing my son. There's Luke. Look at that. Up in the building. Crazy guy, come on, you're too old at 65 years old to be up there in the building. Let's see another picture. Look at this. Is what my son and Luke have been engineering. They're the chief engineers of this. Okay, go ahead. You know, and okay, go ahead. Here goes this just happened this week, the last 2 weeks. Look, there's the bill. There it's on there. Go ahead. There it is. And now, it's all ready for us to have a... You talk about a moving Spirit of God down in Haiti just happening right now. Okay, Go to the video. The first one, whatever comes up, we'll just work with that. Justin, I can't believe this. Feel me. They took videos this morning in the service. And, you know, they're on fire because that feeling. Okay, go ahead. See what that
is. Muito obrigado.
And gratitude. For the sacrifice.
But you.
That you have done.
Vous avez fait.
I know you've been very sick and you would not be able to come. But I really appreciate the sacrifice you have done.
Mais appreciate the sacrifice you have done.
To be with us this week.
Vous êtes capable avec nous
for 10 days.
Pour 10 jours, nous avec
vous. We appreciate that very much in the Church of the Tabernacle of God.
Et du Tabernacle de la
want to present you that small
offer.
They got blessed you and thank you so much.
Because I bring a plaque back for him. Okay, go to the other one. Let's see what that is. Modern.
Happy birthday.
First is tomorrow. All the Haitians are singing.
Happy birthday.
Awesome. They're doing it this morning for you, Papa Luke. Now the next one. See if you can get that. They're dedicating that whole building there. Not quite finalized, but for us next Saturday, Sunday, well, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, we'll be in there. They're just having the time of their lives. All right. Just this morning, in Haiti. What an honor. So you get my passion? First time any one of my children were in Haiti. And I didn't orchestrate this. And my son, your grandson, is a part of building in Haiti. Now, we'd like to take an offering here in closing. And then we'll go down to eat. Here for the convention that I'm a part of this week. Pastor Phil's going to be there. We used to always try to take around $2,000 down there to help feed and help bring in the pastors from around there. So whatever the Holy Spirit tells you to do, that's all I say, do it. And let's bless those Haitians and just carry on for... They call it Grace International because of Grace Chapel. And Daddy marched around all those there. When he wanted more property, he would always march around and claim the property. And he would be the first one to give $500 or $1,000 to that, to sow seeds, you know. And so this is opportunity for us just to do whatever. And I just want to be able to bless the convention and Holy Spirit just to have His way. So brothers, come if you would. Amen. Father, do you want to say anything more? Make it out to Grace Chapel. Grace Chapel Missions. Okay. Grace Chapel Missions. Amen. Brother Scott, just what I want you to do is just to pray over this offering and just to go ahead.
Lord, we bless this offering. We bless the convention, Lord. Let it be multiplied. multiply the harvest, multiply the seed. Heaven's doors open up and heaven come down upon this gathering. And we thank you, Father. Heaven is life. Heaven is peace. Heaven is righteousness and truth and joy. We thank you and praise you in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Okay, tonight at 6:30, we have Brother Bill with us. We'll just come. And Brother Ben, I think it's just one about two songs, if we can, or whatever. Tonight. Tonight. We won't do any singing. We'll just go and eat. And thank God the snow's gone and that, but so that you don't hang around too much so you can come back tonight too. But the Lord spoke to our hearts at the beginning of this year that we want to have new wineskins for the new wine of the Spirit. And Justin has came a year ago and prophesied that over us, and we are literally seeing it happen. And so though we don't have anyone planned to be baptized, we have someone, but you know, a person, when you're working with anybody, they have to make sure that they are settled in their minds that this is what they want to do, and so that's where we go with people. And but I'm believing next month that when we have it, that we will have more people to baptize. The first thing, just go down around the table. We're going to have Holy Communion, just like the early church did, and we're going to eat together. And last month was amazing. The food that was brought in—it's amazing. And so we just ask you to join us downstairs, and we're going to just let it happen. And fellowship, and then go home and have a good afternoon. The Lord bless you as you come on down.